All right, guys, we are on location today. I'm trying to podcast every day. And in that spirit, I'm out in a neighborhood walking, doing my workout routine. But I want you to join me as we talk about this very important topic. So let's say that the landlord tells you, you have a broker. We didn't put commission for your broker in this deal. What do you do? So first off, you got to call a spade a spade. When someone says that, you have to understand that it's a tactic. It's a negotiating technique to discourage you from getting help. Well, you got to ask, well, why don't they want you to get help? It's not just the cost of the commission, which I cover in another podcast and how that works. It's not that. When you get a broker to help you, you're going to negotiate a lot harder on a deal. You're going to ask for more concessions than you normally would. You're going to ask for more free rent. You're going to ask for a lower rate. You're going to ask for more concessions on the lease. You're going to make the landlord actually work to provide a fair deal versus them pulling across the boilerplate template that they want to approve. It's so much easier just to deal directly with the tenant from a landlord perspective. With that being said, I want you to think about how foolish this sounds. Imagine if you took your family to Disneyland and didn't have any money for gifts or tokens to bring back. Imagine if you went to a golf course and you didn't have money for lunch or drinks. That's the same way that an owner buying a building is going to be looked at if they go to a bank to finance this multi-million dollar investment and they tell the bank they don't have money set aside for commissions. And we're not, and when we say commissions, there's no distinction between their broker and yours. The budget for commissions is a budget for commissions. That landlord broker, what they're really saying in essence is, I want this money to be for me, okay? Because commissions are being paid, whether you use a broker or not. They just want that money to be for them. It's unethical and it's a red flag. It means that some other stuff is going on as well. And from my experience, 10 years as a landlord broker, as well as a tenant rep broker, I can tell you without question, every time I've come across a landlord that was scared to offer commissions or push back, they had other problems as well. And here are the biggest indicators. One, they're showing that they're penny pinching and they may have some cash flow issues. That's one thing. Number two, they may be very, very small, which you need to be concerned, because if they can't pay a super small expense like commissions, are they going to fix your AC if it goes out? Are they going to be able to maintain that property? Here's another one. If they're not paying commissions, they're not getting brokers that bring good tenants. And that means that the tenants that they are getting are short-term leases. They're not negotiated deals. They're not friendly to the tenant. So if you go into a building that has very little broker action involved, that means that those leases haven't been negotiated the way that they should. And how that translates for you is it means the landlord is essentially spoiled. They're very used to getting leases approved that there's no way that they would do it if an attorney or a broker looked at the lease. So to wrap things up, if your landlord tells you, we don't have room for your broker's commission, you got a decision to make. Remember, it's not about that broker. It's about you. Are you going to allow someone to tell you, falsely, by the way, that we don't want you to get help? We don't want you to get help. You know what? I need to talk about this briefly. In order to understand how tenant representation got started, you got to go all the way back to 1970s when the Hines Development Group in places like Houston, they started their developments. And when they were looking for business owners, everybody agreed. Doing a lease is a very complicated process. Banks knew this, attorneys knew this, developers knew this. They said, we need to set aside money to help business owners go through the minutia of a lease. We should not expect them to take their time and understand this complicated document. So the Hines Group was one of the first to set aside commissions. One of the very first. The market followed suit. That's why you have tenant rep brokers that exist, period. It's for no other reason than to help the tenant. So when a landlord says, we don't have commission set aside for you, what they're really saying is that, well, we don't want you to get the help that we already set aside. We want to take that money that we told the bank we were going to spend on your broker. We want to take that money and use it somewhere else. I'm going to give you another quick example. One of the largest landlord companies in markets like Houston, part of their business model is taking advantage of smaller tenants not taking commission dollars. So what they do is they take that money that's set aside for commission and they use it somewhere else in order to drive down other costs in their business. And I got to tell you, it's quite tempting for a landlord to sit there. Excuse the noise, I'm sorry. It's quite tempting for a landlord to sit there and get used to that extra money, because it's extra money, use it other places. And then every once in a while, when there's actually a broker involved, they just use a tactic like the one we started with. So the ball's in your court. If you're the type of person that doesn't want to use help, if you're the type of person that when the car breaks down, you fix it yourself. If you have a problem in your house, you do it yourself, you're a handyman. Or if you're a really micro business where you're doing every job in your business, then maybe you don't use a broker because you're doing everything else yourself. But if you're the type of person where if your car breaks down, you take it to a mechanic. If something's wrong in your house, you get someone else to fix it. This is a no-brainer because it's going to cost you nothing. In fact, it will save you if you're using someone like me. I don't speak on behalf of all brokers because we're all not created equal. But I take it personal to win for my client. And I think a good broker is going to take that same approach. So stand up for yourself. Don't believe that initial pushback. We don't have room. Everything in the lease is negotiable. Everything. So that's James signing off. Sorry I'm out of breath. I'm working out. I'm trying to do this every day no matter what. So thank you guys for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.